as well. Brian Cook is the Cats CEO, and he's joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. Good on you, Brian. Thanks for your time.
Yes, thanks, Mark. Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for the comments.
Gee, we read the story, Brian. It's staggering. And the Costa brothers, I think it's Robert, Anthony, Kevin, and the ex-president, Frank, contributed $3 million themselves. You must be smiling from ear to ear.
They've been brilliant, the Costa family, and in particular, Frank and Shirley. And, you know, they've between them, the four brothers and the families have contributed a $3 million donation.
Donation?
Yeah, donation. And we have other sponsors involved who gave us another, and friends of Geelong, as I call them, another $5 million. And then we've been able to pick up $1 million from our foundation. We've also been able to pick up $1 million in total from our current and past directors. So we've been working on this for about a year and been lots of meetings, and people are now starting to cross the road when I'm heading towards them.
Wow.
But we've been able to pick up about $10 million, and we need that money we need actually $13 million to do what we want to do. It's called our club's our ambition program. It's our ambition to finish off stage four, which is about $5 million for us, without going to the bank. It's our ambition to eradicate our debt, which is $4 million. And it's our ambition to ensure that we have an alternative training venue. And that's happening at Deakin University right now.
Wow.
And it's our ambition to cover the loss that we'll have this year because the stand will be down. So if you put all that together, it's about $13 million. We've got 10, we've got 3 to go, but we thought we'd make it public now.
Did you expect to be able to get the access to the 10 of the 13 this quickly? It's easy, I'm sure, to put the numbers on the whiteboard when you're coming up with these forecasts and what you might need, but getting it's very, very different. Were you expecting such a good response so quickly, Cookie?
No, probably not, Daniel. I thought it might have taken us a bit longer because I still remember a year ago we did a whiteboard exercise, you're dead right, and it was about 2 or 3 pages of screens, let's say, screen handwriting. And, I've still got those 2 or 3 pages on me, and to look at it now and say, look, we've made $10 million, that wasn't a bad strategy. It's worked out well. But look, the generosity of people at Geelong and in Geelong has been unbelievable. I think it's something we've developed over, you know, a generation or two, but there's some very solid relationships here.
Cookie, when you see the papers and read about Eddie's plans for the new stadium and also the Richmond plan for Punt Road as well, and then there's always a little bit of talk about your stadium that's just down the road, you know, basically an hour away, and people are always putting up their hands saying, look, it's not a bad little stadium, why don't they play some extra games there? When you hear people say that, what goes through your mind?
Look, I tend to agree, but I'm also a realist, and I know that the AFL's plans are really to buy back Etihad first of all, and not much will happen, I don't think, until that happens. This facility here, Simmons Stadium, Cadinia Park, will be an internationally recognised venue at some stage because it meets their standards. So it's not simply a regional ground. It's one of the major facilities in Victoria, if not Australia now, and it will certainly be when it is completed.
Does this $10 million leading towards the 13, does it make the club bomb-proof financially?
Sorry, say that again.
The $13 million you're seeking in the Our Ambition campaign, does it safeguard the club forever? Can it?
I don't think you say forever, but people have asked me that. I think it will give us, it'll suit our needs for the next 15 to 20 years.
Okay.
I don't think you can say 50 years. The redevelopment of this stadium, particularly through stage four, has given us leverage to go out and ask for dollars. Okay?
Yep.
One of the things that is happening here is our football department, which is rather large at the moment, I reckon,
yes,
it goes from 1,600 squares to 4,500 squares. Mm. Now, that means that it will cater for our football needs for the next 15 years.
Mm.
So we don't necessarily have to find a huge alternative training venue at a huge cost. In actual fact, what we've been able to do is house our entire football department needs for the next 15 years within the stadium. And there's very few people, very few clubs have been able to do that. And that's why this stage four is such an exciting project. It gives us leverage. to have a great future. It's not just about the money. Mm. It's about being able to have these fantastic facilities which will suit our needs for a generation.
Brian, you've recruited in the off-season one of the superstars of the competition, one of the best players we've seen. It's transformed your midfield into something that's brand new. Has that transformed membership tickets? Because there was a bit of a flat spot last year.
Yeah, no. We did have a flat spot last year, although we still had 44,000 members. Yeah, it was good. This year we're just under 47,000, so we've broken our all-time record, and something that we're very proud of too. And there's no doubt that Dangerfield and all of our other recruits, Zach Smith and Selwood and Henderson and all the young kids, they've made a difference. But there's no doubt that Dangerfield's been a big part of that. And I never thought that. I'm a little bit old-fashioned, but I never thought a franchise player would have such an effect or impact as Danger has had. And there's no doubt our other recruiting strategies have had that impact as well. So it's been a bit of a learning exercise for me and our footy club. We've tended to do things through the draft as distinct through trading for some time, but I think that's changing dramatically now in the new world of footy.
You get to see the fruits of that next Monday. In fact, just under a week exactly at the MCG as you get ready to tackle the Hawks on Easter Monday. It's a great traditional start to the season for both clubs in the last couple of years. Do you get a bit antsy, a bit nervous this time of the year, Cookie?
About this week, I start getting nervous. I don't worry too much until now, unless we get an injury or two. But around now, we start getting a bit excited.
Cookie, thanks for coming on. Congratulations with everything you're doing down there. Cadinia Park, every time I drive past it, every time I get out of the Bowen Heads a little bit and play with the Ox, and every time I drive past, I think, wow, what a stadium. Good on you, mate. Well done, and good luck this
Thank
year.
You.
Brian Cook,
Thank you.
Cats CEO.